But we need more programs like that, because we seem to lose our students from the private schools to the state schools, where they offer much more. It's really nothing here that you can work toward a degree in, none other than education. Mm-hmm. This is the 4-year liberal arts school. And maybe that's why, this is my opinion, that a lot of these things died out, because the attitude here is that blacks, well, and it was true, the only thing that they could be in life were teachers or preachers. Mm-hmm. And when we had these things as electrical sciences here, and by the way, a great drapery maker here, he makes custom draperies, and he works at Sears now. He got his certificate here from Wiley, and my dad's sister got her beautician license from Wiley, and my beautician got her license from Wiley. They had all these things, but they all died out because the attitude is here that blacks don't need to be anything but a teacher or a preacher. Mm-hmm. And if they want to be anything else, they have to go somewhere else, to a state school or to a city, maybe, where there is a good school, black school, if they want to keep black glory in it. But usually, and another thing that we get a lot of them coming back when they go to these big universities, and when I say these things, I'm not saying them to be hostile toward anybody, but talking to a lot of them, when they go to these universities, they have intentions of being a doctor or a lawyer. But before you know it, they push them out and make them become in education. They won't let them get back. Because I had this incident of my cousin going down there and Sam Houston State in Huntsville. Mm-hmm. They are together trying to push her in sociology, and she just might change. Mm-hmm. Because they just hate to see the black mind produced. And it's not really, I would say, this East Texas attitude. It's all over,
Yeah. Everywhere,
Texas. And I've lived down there in Southern Texas, and they are extremely hostile.
Mm-hmm. Where did you go to high school here? Did you go to Marshall High?
No, I went to Pimpton High School.
That was also a
4-year
uh-huh.
high school, but I graduated in 1969, and the class of 1970 was the last graduating class of H.B. Pimpton Senior mm-hmm. High School. And my brother had to transfer in his senior year over to Marshall High, and it was such a separated attitude. But at the first, when the schools were first integrated in Marshall, we had what you call freedom of choice. You go to what school you wanted to. And I'd say maybe 20 blacks went to Marshall High School, none came to Pimpton.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't working, so Marshall was going to lose its money. And then that's when they came up with this zone, and nobody liked that. Well, I say the whites, because they feared their children being bused. And they still have to be bused anyway. You should see the buses. You can't drive coming back, and I just live right down the street. And if I don't leave by 7:45, I don't get here at 8:00. They still have to be bused. But
how do the blacks feel about that?
Well, they have been bused a long time. They've never griped. We've always been transferred and moved around, like.
Well, all the whites were bused to keep segregation.
Yeah, and it's still a bus here that takes some white in Marshall to Shreveport to a private school. And mm-hmm. it is, and they have church schools now. And I know one of them here in Marshall is $60 a week to keep us out of their schools. And really.